好不好？请弟兄姊妹先和我一同读一些神的话。
Shall we first review of God's word first?
我们看创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。神的灵运行在水面上，神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上有早晨，这是头一日。
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void.And darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day.
撒母耳记上第二章
First Samuel.
第三十五节
Verse 35,
我要为自己立一个忠心的祭司，他必照我的心意而行，我要为他建立坚固的家，他必永远行在我的受膏者面前。
Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed.Forever.
我们再看以西结书
Ezekiel
旧约先知以西结书
Old Testament, the prophet book Ezekiel
第四十四章
Chapter 44
以西结书第四十四章
Ezekiel 44
第十节
Verse 10
当以色列人走迷的时候有利未人远离我，就是走迷离开我，随从他们的偶像，他们必担当自己的罪孽。
And the Levites who went far away from me, when Israel went astray, who strayed away from me after their idols, they shall bear their iniquity.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以色列人走迷离开我的时候，祭司利未人撒都的子孙。人看守我的圣所，他们必亲近我，侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前，将脂油与血献给我。这是主耶和华说的。
But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood.Says the Lord God.
第四十八章
Chapter 48.
四十八章第十一节和十二节
Verses 11 and 12.
这地要归于撒都的子孙中，成为圣的祭司，就是那守我所吩咐的。当以色列人走迷的时候，他们不像那些利未人走迷了，这要归于他们为供地。是全地中至圣的，供地挨着利未人的地界。
It shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok, who are sanctified, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray, when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this district of land that is set apart shall be to them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites.
马太福音第二十四章
Matthew 24
马太福音第二十四章第四节第三节对不起第三节
Matthew 24:3 Verse 3
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着门徒暗暗地来说请告诉我们什么时候有这些事你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢
Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
腓立比书
Philippians
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第十五节
verse 15
使你们无可指责诚实无伪在这弯曲悖谬的世代做成无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as the lights in the world.
提摩太后书第三章
Second Timothy chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到
But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
我们看约翰一书
First John
第二章
Chapter 2
第十八节
Verse 18
约翰一书第二章第十八节
The first epistle of John Chapter 2 verse 18
小子们呐、啊、如今是末时了你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour.
我们最后请看以弗所书第一章第十节。
Lastly, we will read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
以弗所书第一章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him
弟兄姊妹我们知道因为主爱我们的缘故
Brothers and sisters, because we know that the Lord loved us,
他为我们做了很多的事
So he did so many things for us.
这些都不需要我们付任何的代价来做
All this we don't have to pay a price for it.
本来我们是该死的
We're supposed to die.
但是呢他替我们死
But he died for us.
本来我们该流血的
Originally we should shed blood.
我们是一个犯罪的人
Because we're sinners.
但是我们无需要流血
But we don't have to shed our blood.
因为他为我们流血
Because he shed his blood for us.
是他把我们放在称义的地位上
It is he who has placed us in the position of justification.
此外我们知道主还为我们做了许多的事
Apart from this, the Lord also has done so many things for us.
但是在忠心这件事情上
But in the matter of faithfulness.
主除了成为我们的榜样之外
Not only has he has become our example
弟兄姊妹们忠心是需要我们自己来负责的
Brothers and sisters, this faithfulness is the thing that we have to be responsible for
在这件事情上主不能替你做
In this matter, our Lord cannot do anything for you
是需要我们自己在神面前来忠心
We have to be faithful before him
所以这是非常重要的一件事情
So this is one thing very crucial
尤其在这个末了的世代
Especially in this end time
我们实在感觉这个忠心的护照是非常的迫切。
We really feel the urgency of this calling for faithfulness.
这些日子我里面生出一个感觉。
All these days in the very depths of my heart.
世界的变动很快速。
I have this feeling that the world is quickly changing.
周遭的环境的这个变动也是非常的快速。
And all the circumstances around us is changing fast.
但是似乎教会，似乎我们神的儿女们的感觉上面好像跟不上去。
However, it seems the feeling of the church, all of the God's children, is not catching up with it.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
We really need the Lord's mercy.
今天地上的教会好像还在睡觉。
Today, the church on the earth seems to be sleeping.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
求主使我们能够醒悟过来。
We ask the Lord to awaken us.
能够惊醒起来。
To raise ourselves up, to be watchful.
让我们在最后这一短短的时间里。
So in the very last hours,
能够忠心的跟随主。
In this little time, we will follow him faithfully.
好叫我们能得着神在创世以来在基督里面所要我们得着的奖赏。
So we will gain the prize that before the foundation of the world, God wants to give us in Christ.
主把我们留在最后一个世代。
The Lord has left us in the very last time.
神实在是恩待我们。 们。
Because he has been so gracious.
弟兄姊妹，我们比历世历代的圣徒都有福气。
Brothers and sisters, we are more blessed than all the saints throughout the generations.
如果我们能抓住眼前的机会，
if we can grasp the present opportunity and follow him faithfully, moving on.
弟兄姊妹，你会得着那个奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, you will receive that reward.
是以往圣徒们所梦想得不着的。
That all the previous saints could never dream.
所以希望没有一个弟兄姊妹放弃这个机会。
So I hope none of the brothers and sisters would give up this opportunity.
没有一个弟兄姊妹忽略这个机会。
And none of us would neglect this opportunity.
求主施怜悯。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
用他的话语来激励我们。
Encourage us through his words. To galvanize us.
就在今天这个时代里面。
Right in today, in this age.
我们能跟得上圣灵的带领。
We can measure up with the leading of the Holy Spirit.
能够踩在主的脚步里面往前。
We can walk in the Lord's steps and forward.
其实我们无需付太多的代价。
Brothers and sisters, actually we don't have to pay much price.
神并没有为难我们。
God has never trying to bother us.
只要在一些小事上忠心。
Just be faithful in little things.
能够守住主的名。
Hold fast to the name.
能够活在与主的交通里面。
And live in the fellowship with him.
能够在教会的侍奉聚会里面守住主的托付。
And hold fast to the entrustment in the church, in the meetings.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那个后果是荣耀的。
That outcome is so glorious.
那么今天晚上呢。
Now this
evening. 我们继续要交通一个点。
We'll continue to fellowship on one point.
就讲到在乱世中间的中心。
That is in this chaotic world, how to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹，今天的世界正在混乱的光景中。
Brothers and sisters, today's world is so turbulent and chaotic.
地上的教会也是空前的混乱。
And the earthly church is also extremely chaotic.
我们要如何在这个混乱的环境的里面，能够忠心的跟随主？
How can we follow the Lord faithfully in this confusing environment?
所以这对我们来讲是一个小小的挑战。
So to us, this is just some little challenge.
那我们首先要知道的。
Now, first that we have to know.
这个混乱的源头从哪里出来的呢？
Where is the origin of this chaos?
创世纪第一章第一节讲得很清楚。
Now, in Genesis chapter 1:1 says it so explicitly.
弟兄姊妹们，读经的人告诉认识圣经的人告诉我们。
The students of the Bible tell us.
他说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那么那个天地的创造是十分的美丽的。
That creation of this heavens and earth is so beautiful.
但是在第一节、第二节的中间发生了一些事情。
But something happened between verse 1 and 2.
因为神所创造的一个天使长背逆了神。
Because the archangel that God created rebelled against him.
他把自己变成魔鬼。
He turned himself into a devil.
结果因着他的堕落的缘故，
and for the sake of his corruption,
他就使当时的那个地啊变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The land, the earth was made without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
从那个时候开始起，
from that time on,
这是仇敌主要的一个工作。
It has become the main task of our enemy.
他就是要把神的工作把它带到一种空虚混沌渊面黑暗的光景。
That he wants to bring all of God's work into the state of without form and void. It seems that the darkness was on the face of the deep.
那么他就借着这种的混乱来破坏神的计划。
And through all this confusion that he wants to damage God's plan.
所以从神复造这个天地开始，
So from the beginning when God created the heavens and earth, the devils were never ceased.
但是我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
当我们读创世纪第一章的时候，
When we read Genesis 1,
我们看见虽然这个地已经变成空虚混沌渊面黑暗，
Although the earth was without form and, and void and the darkness was on the face of the deep.
整个美丽的秩序全部被破坏。
This beautiful order is totally damaged.
但是我们不要忘记，
But don't we forget.
我们的神是全能的神。
Our God is almighty God.
仇敌可以做破坏的工作，
The enemy could do the sabotaging work.
但是神可以做恢复的工作，
But God could do the restoring work.
所以重新神在这个渊面黑暗空虚混沌的光景就重新来建造。
So once again, in the condition of without form and the darkness on the face of the deep, God again starts his restoring work.
神有能力能够使这些混乱把它归正。
God is able to correct all this chaos.
并且呢，神也能够使这些失去次序的光景 重新变成整齐，变成美丽。
And God is able, also able to make this chaotic situation without any order into a beautiful condition.
神也能使这些死亡的光景充满生命。
And also make all the condition of death turn it around into with the state of full of the living things.
弟兄姊妹，这一切的工作都是在他儿子里面完成。
Brothers and sisters, all this work is done in his son.
也是为着他的儿子来完成这一切。
It's also accomplished for his son.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，虽然人类在这个浮躁的环境中受到撒旦的引诱，再次堕落。
Although in this restoring work of God, again, man was deceived by Satan and fell again.
结果是神所创造的天地重新一次落在这个混乱的情况里。
Then again, the heavens and earth that God restored again fell into this chaos.
所以从亚当夏娃开始。
So starting from Adam and Eve.
啊，我们看见人类的历史不断的落在许多混乱的情况。
So we see human history has gone from bad to worse, continuing staying in this chaos.
即使在教会的时代里面。
Even in the age of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见教会的光景也是有时候情况好一点，然后很快又落在一种混乱的情况里面。
The conditions of the church sometimes are good, then very rapidly it becomes bad again.
仇敌的工作虽然是这样不止息的一直在做。
Although the work of the enemy continues on without ceasing.
但是以弗所书第一章第四节告诉我们。
But in Ephesians chapter 1:10 tells us.
总有一天在耶稣基督里面，弟兄姊妹，万有同归于一。
Eventually, one day, in Christ Jesus, all things will be gathered together into one.
神能够把这一切所有混乱的光景重新把它带到整齐，带到美丽的情况。
God is able to turn this chaotic situation once again into beauty, into order.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
And this is our glorious hope.
这也是圣徒的信心所应当有的。
And this is also the very faith that all the saints should possess.
所以我们说过，忠心是出于信心。
That's why we said that this faithfulness comes from faith.
所以创世纪第一章告诉我们。
So in Genesis 1,
神能够做人所不能做的工作。
God is able to do the things that man could not do.
神能够把仇敌所有一切的破坏的工作重新的把它恢复。
God is able to destroy all the destructive work that the enemy has done.
今天如果我们有信心看见神的作为。
Today, if we have this faith to see God's work.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就能忠心跟随主往。
Brother and sister, we will be able to faithfully follow him.
今天我们看见整个世界在混乱。
Today, as we see, the whole world is in chaos.
我们看见地上的教会，各地的教会也都处在混乱的情况里。
And we see the churches on earth, all over the places are in chaotic situation.
但是我们里面有一个信心。
But within us, we do have this faith.
我们知道神能够有一天把整个的光景把它恢复起来。
Because we do know that one day God is able to restore everything.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以我们是一般有盼望的人。
So we're people with hope.
我们有理由要忠心。
And we have this reason to be faithful.
忠心的结果一定是最后是美丽的好的。
And the outcome of this faithfulness is wonderful, is something beautiful.
在创世纪第一章。
In Genesis 1:1,
我们看见神如何使这个空虚混沌渊灭黑暗的光景重新的把它恢复起来呢？
We see how God has restored this state of without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
在第一章里面，第一章第一节到第四节里面有三个重要的原则，我们需要记得。
We have to remember the three principles from verses 1-4.
你们中间有一些弟兄姊妹曾经听我简单的说过。
Now, some of you have heard me explain this very simply before.
但是我们需要一再的重复来记得它。
But we need to reiterate it again so we can remember it.
第一个。
First.
神借着他的灵运行在水面上。
God through His Spirit was hovering over the water.
所以这个是神创造的原则，也是神工作的原则。
This is the principle of God's creation, also the principle of His work.
也是今天我们在侍奉上所需要知道的原则。
And this is also the very principle we need to know in our service.
在教会里必须尊重圣灵的主权。
In the church, we have to respect the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit.
容让神的灵 在我们中间运行。
Allow him to move in our midst.
所以当这个神的灵呢运行在水面上的时候。
So when the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
啊，你看在英文里面讲的很好，它就像这个母鸟抚育小鸟一样。
The English version says it's always just like a mother bird is hatching its little ones.
所以第一个是需要神的灵的运行。
First, you need the hovering of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，神说话。
And then God said.
我们需要有神的话语。
We need God's word.
是神的话，不是人的话。
It's the word of God, not the word of man.
然后还有一个重要的原则。
And there is another important principle.
以后六天都出现过，就有晚上有早晨，有晚上有早晨。
In the following 6 days, it all appeared once again that the evening and the morning.
很多人呢，可能我们没想过。
Many of us have never thought of this, maybe.
啊，为什么人活生出来之后呢，我们就有晚上有早上
？Why is it well, after we're born that we have this the night and the morning?
每天晚上都需要睡一觉。
Every night we need to sleep.
然后第二天又起来了。
And next morning we wake up.
啊，神为什么这样创造
？Why is God creates us in such a way?
为什么神创造人呢？人可不睡觉就好了。
Why doesn't God create us without any sleeping? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
啊，我想年轻人都希望最好能不睡觉。
Sorry, I suppose our young people hope that we could always make do without any sleep.
啊，那我们就可以一直玩个不停啊。
Then we could enjoy ourselves all the time.
啊，但是不行，到了时候你就要睡觉。
But we can't. When the time comes, you have to go to bed.
那我们都晓得，在圣经里面告诉我们呢，这个睡跟死是同一个意思。
We know that the Bible teaches that the sleep and death they are of the same word.
啊，有晚上有早晨，就是晚上你需要睡觉，早晨需要醒过来。
Now, so the evening and the morning. In the evening, you have to go to bed. In the morning, you have to wake up.
这个死与生的原则就是十字架的原则。
This principle of life and death is the principle of the cross.
啊，所以今天晚上我们大家都还要去睡一下，死一下。
So tonight we all have to go to bed. We have to die.
啊，这个是神所定的律。
And this is the law of God.
但是其实有非常重要的意义在里面。
But it has such tremendous important meaning.
提醒我们。在神的工作上面需要有死与生的原则。
It reminds us that in service of God, we need to have this principle of death and life.
我想我只能简单提一下。
I can only mention it so
simply. 神就借着这三个因素，使整个空虚、混沌、渊灭、黑暗的光景重新变成有秩序、有美丽。
Now, through these three elements, God turned this condition of void and without form and darkness on the surface of the water into a state of beauty and order.
所以我们要知道如何做神的工。
So we have to know how to work God's work.
如何服侍我们的主。
How to serve our Lord.
我们看看神怎样做工。
Then let's consider how God works.
我们也应该怎样做工。
And so we will do.
其实服侍很简单。
So the service is very simple.
神怎样做，你就怎样做。
As He does, so do you.
他自然就有一个属灵的果效出来。
Then very readily this spiritual outcome would come.
我常常发现我们现在各地很多侍奉主人很辛苦。
I just realized that all over the places, all those of us who serve the Lord work very hard.
凭自己的方法来做。
Because we're doing it by our efforts, by our own means.
做得非常的辛苦。
So we really labored.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上，我们必须按照神工作的法则来做。
Brothers and sisters in service, we have to follow the law, the principle of God's service.
当然，我们知道，虽然这个天地一时被恢复了。
Of course, we know that for a moment the heavens and earth were restored.
仇敌的工作仍旧没有止息。
But the enemy's work never stopped.
他一直要在那里做破坏的工作。
He continues to work this destroying work.
啊，我想从创世纪开始一直到马拉基。
From Genesis to Malachi.
那么，在这漫长的年日里面。
In such a long day.
啊，神有很多的工作。
God has so many works.
那么后来神拣选了以色列。
And then God later chooses Israel.
啊，我们看见以色列人，他们这个蒙恩的那个过程。
And we have seen the process of Israelites being saved.
但是我们也看见仇敌不断的在里面做破坏的工作。
But we continue to see the enemy does its unceasing sabotaging task.
好像摩西跟约书亚在世的年间，以色列的光景非常的荣耀。
In the days of Moses and Joshua, the Israelites' conditions were glorious.
但是约书亚跟他那一代的长老们死了之后
But once Joshua and the elders of that age died,
立刻以色列的光景就落到四世纪的时代
Immediately, Israelites' condition fell into the days of Judges.
马上神的儿女们就变成一片的黑暗。
Right away, darkness covered all the Israelites.
哎呀，仇敌啊，肆意的在那里来侵犯神的百姓。
Now the devil fiercely, without any restraint, attacked God's people.
那是何等黑暗混乱的日子。
Oh, what a dark and chaotic day.
那么到了四世纪末了的时候。
At the end of the Judges.
感谢神，神就兴起撒母耳。
We thank God that God raised up Samuel.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果记得的话，我们曾经讲过米斯巴的大复兴。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember that we mentioned that a great revival of Mizpah.
神就借着撒母耳带进了一个复兴。
And through Samuel, he ushered in a great revival.
他是同样的原则，神的灵在他身上做工。
So by the same token, God's Spirit worked in him.
有主的话在他的身上。
Having the word of God in him.
弟兄姊妹们，他就传递了神的言语，结果呢，神的儿女们就从那个悖逆的光景中回转。
Brothers and sisters, Samuel conveyed God's word, so God's children turned from the condition of rebellion and confusion.
圣经称撒母耳为忠心的祭司。
So the Bible called Samuel the faithful priest.
因为他每一样事物都按着神的话来做。
Because in everything he did according to God's word.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为他的带进的这个复兴。
Because Samuel ushered in this revival.
引进了以色列君王的时代。
So he brought in the days of kingdom.
他成了一个扭转时代的一个人。
He became the very person who turned the era around.
当大卫做王的时候。
Now when David became king.
以色列国达到巅峰的状态。
The Israelites had reached their climax.
然后在所罗门的年间，以色列国的光景好像再往上升一点。
And in the days of Solomon, seems the Israelites' conditions was elevated even more.
但是好景不长啊。
But the good condition didn't last long.
没过了多久，这个光景就下坠。
Not long after that, this condition went down.
以色列国走向分裂。
Israelites are divided among themselves.
变成以色列国跟犹大国。
Now it became the kingdom of Judah, the kingdom of Israel.
然后下面我们就看见这两个国家一再在混乱的情况中。
Then we see that these two countries continue to stay in the confusion, in the state of a chaos.
在其中，神也兴起了不少的先知们。
Although among them, God raised up many prophets.
弟兄姊妹们，这些先知们在那里发挥他们的一切的功用。
Now these prophets worked hard to make their function working.
这些先知们都是忠心跟随神的人。
They were all those people following the Lord faithfully.
那么他们不跟着时代走。
They did not follow this age.
他们只跟着神的旨意走。
They only follow God's will.
他们不跟着群众走。
They would not follow the crowd.
他们只跟着主走。
Only the Lord.
他们为着主的名。
For the Lord's name,
为着主的自己
for the Lord himself,
为着主的托付
and for the Lord's entrustment,
他们不妥协的在那里服侍
they would serve without any compromising.
所以有的时候也带进一些美好的光景
Sometimes they also brought in some wonderful state.
所以以色列中间也有一些少数复兴的年代
So we also see a certain few years of Israelite
revival. 有一些的君王受到他们的影响
Now some kings were impacted by them.
结果呢，我们看见那个以色列国中间呢，就有起有伏。
Therefore, we see the among the Israelites, their conditions were up and down.
啊，我们觉得神的恩典实在是够神的百姓用。
We feel that God's grace is sufficient for His people.
但是很可惜啊。
But it's quite a shame.
人常常站在了仇敌的那一边。
Men often take the side of the devil.
人的肉体被撒旦所利用。
So our flesh is often used by Satan.
所以叫神的工作一再的陷在许多混乱的情
况。That caused God's work to continue in the state of chaos.
那么就在这些历史的当中。
Now amid all this history.
我们人就可以看见一些忠心爱主的弟兄。
We could still see those saints who faithfully follow the Lord.
我们刚刚读到以西结书第44章的时候。
When we just read Ezekiel 44.
弟兄姊妹很奇妙的。
Brothers and sisters, amazingly.
在神给以西结最后一个意象。
When God gave Ezekiel his last vision,
论到那个圣殿的光景的时候
concerning the conditions of the Holy Temple,
神提到了一般人
God mentioned a group of people,
啊，这般人呢，是什么人呢？
Who are these group of people?
他们被称作是撒都的子孙。
They are called the descendants of Zadok.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们说，他以色列人走迷的时候
The Bible teaches us that when the Israelites go away,
这说明环境很混乱。
When they go astray, when the environment is so chaotic,
神的百姓失去了目标了。
God's people have lost their directions.
哎，他们就走在迷失的路上。
They are in the way of being led astray.
甚至连当时的这些利未人呢，他们都远离神。
Even those Levites, they have astray.
他们居然去拜偶像。
They even have gone to worship idols.
神说他们要担自己的罪孽。
So God says you will bear your own iniquity.
他们要担负自己的羞辱。
You will bear your own shame.
所以呢，在那里呢，利未人本来是很尊贵的。
There supposedly Levites are very noble.
他们中间还有祭司的。
And among them there are priests.
结果呢，他们失职了。
But they are negligent.
所以神就贬低他们的地位。
Therefore, God lowered their status.
他们后来变成一种服劳役的人。
They later become the laborers.
就在以色列人走迷的时候。
Right at this time when
all Israel 利未人远离神的时候。
Go astray when the Levites go astray.
但是在他们中间呢，有一部分的人呢，人就忠心的在主的跟前。
But among them, there is this group of people who follow the Lord faithfully.
这些撒都的子孙们。
These descendants of Zadok.
圣经没有记载他们的名字。
God never the Bible never records their name.
但是他们在神面前所做的。得神的喜悦。
But what they do is so pleasing before God.
那撒都是谁呢？
Who's this Zadok?
弟兄姊妹们，撒都是大卫年间的大祭司。
Brothers and sisters, Zadok is the high priest among David's time.
我们知道那是一个忠心的大祭司。
We know that's a faithful high priest.
在大卫年间。
In the days of David.
大卫王本身是跟随神的旨意的。
While David himself follows God's will.
他有很好的先知拿单在旁边帮助他。
And he has a wonderful prophet Nathaniel helping him.
也有非常好的祭司撒都在那里一同服侍。
Another good high priest is Zadok.
这个撒都是一个敬虔爱神的人。
This Zadok is very pious and loving the Lord.
不仅他自己爱神。
Not only does he love God.
他的世世代代都爱神。
His descendants throughout generations love God.
你看这个时候的撒都的子孙呢。
You see, at this time, the descendants of Zadok
已经是撒都的第十代的孙子
are already the 10th generation of Zadok.
弟兄姊妹，一个家族啊
brothers and sisters, for a family,
经过了十代之后，还能够有敬虔爱神的人
10 generations, and they still have these people who love the Lord so devotedly.
这是何等有福啊
Oh, what a blessing this is.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常发现有很多基督徒第一代爱主，第二代都不行。
Brothers and sisters, we often find that Christians, they love the Lord with their first generation, but not so in the second.
能够有几代爱主的都不简单。
It's not an easy thing for we to have few generations of people who love the Lord.
撒都的子孙们实在是何等的蒙福啊。
But how blessed are the descendants of Zadok.
弟兄姊妹们，来到第十代的时候。
When you come to the 10th generation.
正是以色列人被掳的年纪。
That's exactly the time when all Israelites have been taken away.
那是以色列人呢最混乱的一个时期。
Which is also the most chaotic time.
兵荒马乱。
With all the wars and all the desolation, desperation.
因为以色列人被巴比伦要掳到巴比伦。
Because the Israelites had already been taken captive to Babylon.
你看那个整个环境显出来的那个光景，那实在是叫人里面迷惑。
You see the phenomenon in that environment is so confusing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
但是撒都的子孙们。
But Zadok's descendants.
他们。忠心的活在主的跟前。
Faithfully live in the presence of God.
他们没有离开圣殿。
They have never left the temple.
他们没有离开主。
Nor do they leave the Lord.
他们仍旧照着往常一样在神面前侍奉。
Still, just like before, they continue to serve God.
他们不跟随那些走迷的以色列人。
They would not follow those Israelites who have gone astray.
他们也不随从其他的利未人。
Nor would they follow other Levites.
这个家族。
This family
他们认定了他们要侍奉神
has fixed their eyes on God whom they want to serve.
他们看守圣所
they keep the holy temple.
我们晓得在旧约时代这个圣所代表神的心意
We know that in the Old Testament this holy temple represents God's will.
是神的居所神与人同在的地方
It's God's dwelling place that's where God abides with man.
是神与人说话的地方
that where God will speak to man.
撒都的子孙们他们忠心地持守这个会所
And Zadok's descendants faithfully keep this holy temple.
他们亲近神
They come, they draw near to God, serve God, and stand still before Him.
弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
这件事情摸到神的心。
This matter really touched God's heart.
所以神特别在这个异象里面对以西结说,
Therefore, in this vision, God especially says to Ezekiel,
撒都的子孙们, 他们要靠近我来服侍。
That the descendants of Zadok will come, draw near.
他们可以在我的跟前献脂油和血。
They can offer the fat and the blood in my presence.
并且可以进桌子前面来服侍。
They can also come forward to my table to serve me.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这班人,
this group of people,
是在乱世里面忠心的一班人。
Are those who are faithful in a chaotic world.
圣经好像提到他们的时候, 好像我们读起来轻描淡写。
When we read this recording, it seems that it's just bypassing God mentions them.
但是你知道他们处在那个环境里面是多么的不容易。
But do you know that how difficult it is for them to live in such a world?
如果今天我们有一点点的经历，我们就知道这是多么不容易的一件事。
Today, if we just have a little experience, we know that it's such a difficult thing.
弟兄姊妹，当整个基督教的光景走向一个方向的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when all Christianity has gone to one direction,
连今天侍奉主的人都变质了，
then even those who serve the Lord have changed the contents of service.
今天你要持守神的心意，活在神的跟前。
Today you have to hold fast to the will of God to live before Him. How tremendously the pressure would be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
撒都的子孙们，
Zadok's descendants,
在混乱的时代中忠心跟随主。
In this chaotic world, continue to follow the Lord faithfully.
愿我们在主面前都成为撒都的子孙。
Let us all become descendants of Zadok.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在旧约时代中，
In the Old Testament time,
当然这些例子 还有很多。
Of course, there are many more examples like this.
我们没有时间能够把这些例子通通把它看过。
We do not have time to consider all these examples.
那么到了新约时代，
So, when we come to the New Testament time,
我们看见虽然教会在地上被建立，
We see although the church is being built up on earth,
但是
But,
仇敌的工作没有止息过。
The enemy's work never stops.
其实我们晓得从头一个世纪，
Actually, we know from the very first century,
我们的主已经警告我们，
Our Lord has already warned us.
他特别提到，
He especially mentioned that in the last days,
将是一个混乱偏离的日子，
is a chaotic days that people will go astray.
这个末后的时代也是一个不忠心的时代。
And this end time is also the time people will not be
faithful. 主老早看见仇敌的工作，
The Lord has already seen the enemy's work.
所以他提出了一个很重要的警告。
Therefore, he has given us this such an important warning.
当然我们晓得末世主到地上来，就末世就开始。
Of course, we know end time starts when the Lord came to the world.
我们看见主在那里把清楚的话告诉门徒们。
There we see the Lord gave such a clear words to his disciples.
在马太福音第二十四章，
In Matthew 24,
当主耶稣跟门徒们来到圣殿那里的时候，
When the Lordand his disciples came to the holy temple.
门徒们暗暗地到主跟前。
Now the disciples came privately before the Lord, and they asked him,
末后的时代的时候，当然什么兆头，什么
情况？ What are the signs of the last days? What are things that might happen?
我们看见主在那里做了一个很重要的预言。
And there we see the Lord gave a very important prophecy.
主已经告诉我们，末后的时代，仇敌在地上要做许许多多的工作。
The Lord has already told us that the enemy will do so many work on earth in the last days.
我想我们读那一段的话，说你很清楚。
When we read that passage, it's very clear to us.
那已经讲到神的国度在末了，在地上教会的光景中会遇见空前混乱的情况。
That God's kingdom in the church will face the unprecedented chaos.
弟兄姊妹们，主告诉我们，地上会充满很多虚假的东西。
The Lord tells us that on earth there will be full of hypocrisy.
有的人会冒主的名来冒充。
Some people will be a fake, and they would prophesy according to God's name.
我们都知道主把他的名托付给我们是多么重要的一件事。
We've already know that what important task that is that God has entrusted us his name.
今天主的名被冒用。
But today, God's name has been used falsely. What an urgent thing this is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗告诉我们，
Apostle Paul tells us,
神赐给他的儿子的名是超乎万民之上的名。
The name that God has given to his son is above all names.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是任何一个名字都不能跟主摆在并列的。
That no name can become God's name's equal.
今天在地上的教会里面，
Today in the church on earth,
我们不可以高举任何人的名。
We can never exalt anybody else's name.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须坚守一件事情，只有主的名是超乎万民之上的名。
Brothers and sisters, we have to hold fast to this very matter that is only the name of the Lord is above every name.
但是你看今天地上教会的光景。
But consider the conditions of today's church.
到处都高举人的名。
Everywhere, man's name is highly exalted.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个可怕的情形。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a dreadful condition.
我们求主怜悯我们。
We pray that the Lord would have His mercy on us.
让我们能忠于主的名。
So that we'll be faithful to His name.
并且呢，不仅主的名被冒充，并且很多假基督出现。
But not only that the Lord's name has been misused, but also many antichrists.
充满了迷惑。
And it's just full of all the confusion.
并且呢，我们看见神的百姓中会出现一些情形，爱心冷淡。
And also we see among God's children something would happen, that is that the heart of many people grow cold.
他们对神的事情不关心。
They don't care about God's matters.
对属灵的事情没有兴趣。
They are indifferent to spiritual matters.
并且呢，
And,
人的光景呢会落到一种麻木昏睡的光景中。
Man's condition simply falls into the condition of callousness and also stupor.
没有感觉。
Without any feeling.
对属灵的事情没有接受的能力。
They do not have the ability to receive spiritual matters.
这根本谈不上神的托付的问题。
So this is so far away from the matter of entrustment from God.
因为他们把耳朵塞起来根本不要听。
Because they stop their ears, they don't want to hear.
他们所要听的是关乎自己的事情。
What they want to hear is the thing that would concern them.
要听听神怎么能够帮助我。
They want to know how God can help
them. 神怎么能祝福我。
How God would
help, 祝福我的家庭。
Bless me, my family, my children, my career.
让我呢越来越丰富。
So that I will be prosperous all the more.
今天在教会里面如果谁讲这样的道，那是最受欢迎的了。
Today in church, whoever wants to preach a sermon like this, he's most welcome.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们老早把神的托付放在一边。
We've already put aside God's entrustment.
我们只关心自己。
We are concerned about ourselves.
神的儿女变得非常的自私。
God's children have become extremely selfish.
这是多么可怕的一个时代。
Oh, what a dreadful era this is.
这是仇敌的工作。
And this is the work of the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们有的时候心里面如果能有一点点的感觉，你会很痛心。
Sometimes if you do have this little feeling, it's heartbreaking.
今天神要把他的心意托付下来，无处可托。
Today, even though what God wants to give, entrust His will, He has no place to give.
找不到真正关心神神旨意的人。
He cannot find the people who really care about His will.
弟兄姊妹们，这是什么时代啊？
Brother and sister, what an era this is.
但是我们的主老早知道这个情况。
But our Lord has known this all the time.
他事先就提出警戒。
So in advance, He has warned us.
等到以后我们看见使徒们被兴起来的时候。
And later on, when we see the apostles have been raised up.
使徒们对于这些时代也有很大的警觉心。
And apostles also have this great alertness.
所以在保罗的书信里面。
So in Paul's epistles.
他也提到很多的现象。
He mentions many signs about the time.
他说今天是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
He said today is a perverse and crooked generation.
什么叫弯曲呢？
What is crooked?
变直了，变样了。
That the content and the nature has been changed.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sisters,
你不要以为你今天眼睛所看见的教会是正常的。
Don't you think one moment this, that the conditions you see of the churches are normal.
很多光景都是变质的。
Many conditions are abnormal, have changed.
根本不是神所要的。
It's not what God wants.
连个样子都不是神所要的。
Not even the form of it.
这是一个弯曲的时代。
This is a crooked generation.
悖谬，什么叫悖谬？
Then what is perverse?
完全与神反向而行的。
Totally contrary to God in different directions.
我们曾经讲过，教会本来是应该是承接基督见证的一个器皿。
We know that the church should be the vessel to solidify God's will, God's testimony.
神的儿女们跟神背向而行。
But God's children walk contrary to God.
所以保罗在提摩太后书讲到，这是一个危险的日子。
Therefore, in 2 Timothy, Paul says this is a perilous time.
教会变成世俗化。
that the church has been secularized.
教会的教训变成似是而非的东西。
The doctrine of the church has become paradox.
神的儿女们自私自利。
God's children are selfish.
以自己为中心。
Self-centered.
太多虚伪的东西。
So much falsehood.
神的心怎能满足呢？
How could God's heart be satisfied?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们难道要容许仇敌得胜吗？
Should we tolerate the enemy to see he overcomes?
我们岂可容让仇敌的工作肆意的在教会里面呢？
How could we allow the enemy's word to do such a tremendous damage without any restraint?
我们需要神的怜悯。
We need God's mercy.
彼得起来写彼得后书时候也提到。
When Peter rises up to write Second Peter.
他说教会里面会出现很多的假师父。
In the church there will be many false teachers.
这多么严重。
Oh, what a serious
matter. 他们把错误的教训带到教会里。
They were brought in the wrong doctrine into the church.
引导神的百姓走错误的道路。
To lead God's children to go astray in the wrong way.
今天在教会里面师父是何其多啊。
Today in the church there are so many teachers.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要神的怜悯。
We need God's mercy.
保罗彼得也起来厉害的指责说。
So,Peter rises up.
我们今天人的心呢，连罗德都赶不上。
Severely chided them that today your heart is not even as good as the heart of Lot.
罗德住在索多玛、俄摩拉，他的心啊，为着他们的那个光景呢，他的一心天天伤痛。
When Lot dwelled in Sodom and Gomorrah, his righteous heart grieved for their wicked works.
我们看见今天的世界。我们里面有伤痛的感觉吗？
But today when we see the world, do we have this sorrowful heart?
我们这是连罗德也不如，对不对？
We are not even as good as Lot.
很多侍奉主的人呢，连巴兰也不如。
And many people are not good as Barak.
为着不义的工价在那里奔跑神的路。
They are running in the way for the gains.
所以彼得警戒我们。
So Peter exhorts us.
有一天神啊，用烈火来审判。
One day God will judge us with this fire.Consuming fire.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
这是多么严肃的一件事情。
Oh, what a solemn matter this is.
约翰。
John.
在最后写约翰一书的时候也讲到。
When he writes the first epistle.
他说在这末后的日子敌基督的要出现。
In the very end time that the Antichrist would appear.
他说这个敌基督的已经出现。
And he also says that the Antichrist already have come.
这个名字就说得很清楚。
This name tells it so clearly.
说出那个特性。
It speaks of the very trace of it.
就是我们做了很多的事情呢，都是与基督相敌对。
That is, so many things that we do are contrary to Christ.
在教会的里面。
In church.
凡是不是高举基督的。
Anything that does not highly exalt Christ.
凡是与基督无关的。
Anything has nothing to do with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是敌基督的。
Anything like this is Antichrist.
所以不要说将来会有一个大的敌基督的出现。
Well, don't you say that in the future the Antichrist would appear?
我们求主怜悯我们。
We ask the Lord to be merciful to us.
可能今天我们已经站在敌基督的地位上。
But today we probably have already been standing on the position of Antichrist.
我们多么需要主的恩典。
How much we need His grace.
那么在启示录里面，约翰告诉我们。
And also in Revelation, John tells us.
仇敌在幕后在地上工作最大的那个特性就是巴比伦。
The greatest characteristics of the work of the enemy is Babylon.
这是仇敌在最后末后时代的一个权势。
And this is the dominion of the enemy.
巴比伦的意思就是大混乱。
And Babylon simply means chaos, confusion.
所以到了越到末了。
So when you approach the end,
地上的光景会越过越混乱。
More and more, the world condition will become even more chaotic.
教会会面临一个空前的大混乱。
The church will face this unprecedented chaos.
因为撒旦要最后的挣扎。
Because Satan is struggling.
所以他要制造一个更大混乱的一个时候。
It's the very time he wants to cause the greatest chaos.
所以末了的灾难期间。
So in the last days of the plagues.
就像创世纪开头的情况一样。
Will be just like the conditions in Genesis.
地将变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The earth will become void and without form.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个混乱，
this chaos,
对于今天我们的中心是空前的一个挑战，
is an unprecedented challenge also to our faithfulness.
求主的怜悯临到我们。
Oh, may the Lord's mercy comes upon us.
愿他的爱浇灌我们。
May His love pour out on us, fill us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要忠于主的名。
Brothers and sisters, let's Be faithful to his name. Be faithful to himself. Be faithful to his entrustment. If we could walk in such a way, then we are blessed in his presence.
所以在主和这些使徒们的警戒过之后,
After the Lord has exhorted his disciples,
但是教会在地上仍旧没有能逃脱仇敌的工作。
The church on earth still cannot escape from the work of the enemy.
在第一个世纪还没有过去,
Right before the end of the first century,
我们看见地上的教会已经开始进入混乱。
We see the earthly church has already entered into this chaos.
所以神在每一个教会里面呼召得胜者。
Therefore, God has been calling the overcomers in every single church.
我们晓得这个得胜最基本的要求就是忠心。
We know the very fundamental first request for this overcoming is to be faithful.
不忠心根本不可能得胜。
Without this faithfulness, you simply cannot overcome.
所以在启示录第十七章十四节告诉我。
Therefore, in Revelation 17:14,
那般跟随羔羊一同征战的人。
Those who follow the Lamb to fight with him.
他们必须是蒙召被选有忠心的。
They have to be the called, the chosen, and faithful ones.
我们要看见主是得胜者。
We have to see that the Lord is the overcomer.
我刚才开头已经讲过。
I just mentioned this in the very beginning.
你看见无论仇敌的工作是多么的厉害。
You have to see this no matter how fierce the enemy's work would be.
我们不要忘记神是全能的神。
Don't we forget that our God is the sovereign God, Almighty One.
他能把这一切混乱的光景重新把它恢复起来。
He's going to restore all this chaotic condition.
并且我们的主在十字架上已经得胜。
And also our Lord has already overcome on the cross.
这个被称叫做羔羊的得胜。
This is called the overcoming of the Lamb.
今天我们要做羔羊的同伴。
Today we want to be the Lamb's companions.
弟兄姊妹，我们要与他一同征战。
Brothers and sisters, let's fight together with him.
我们需要忠心。
We need to be faithful.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这般跟随主的人。
Brothers and sisters, these who follow the Lord.
他们在混乱的环境的里面。
Even in this chaotic situation.
能够得胜。
They overcome.
你看约翰写启示录第二章第三章。
You see when John writes Revelation chapter 2.
讲到亚细亚的七个教会。
When he talks about the seven churches in Asia.
每一个教会里面都充满混乱。
Brothers and sisters, in every single church is full of this chaos.
我们简单的把这些教会看一看。
Now briefly, let's review these churches.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在这些教会的里面。
Among these churches.
你看神要如何带领我们。能够做一个得胜者，能够忠心活在主的跟前。
You would see how God wants to lead us to be overcomers, to live faithfully before Him.
首先，我们看到以弗所的教会。
Now, first, let's consider the church at Ephesus.
现在，我想稍微懂得圣经的弟兄姊妹都知道，以弗所教会有一个重大的失落，就起初的爱心没有了。
Now, all of you who know the Bible, just a little bit, you will know that the greatest failure of this church is that they've lost their beginning love.
这是一个严重的失落。
And this is a serious loss.
如果今天你活在以弗所的教会里面。
Today, if you live in this Ephesian church.
你会看见以弗所的教会，他们在工作上面人就很殷勤。
You will see that they are diligently doing the Lord's work.
但是呢你在那里的你唯独碰不到一件东西就是爱。
The one thing you can never touch is love.
就好像今天呢有的夫妻关系已经不太好了。
Just as in today's marital relationship, if it has gone wrong.
人就生活在一起。
Although they still live together.
所有一切每天的生活都照常。
The daily living seems to be normal.
他们只做事。
They just do their own business.
没有爱。
Without love.
弟兄姊妹们，这是个什么家庭
？Brothers and sisters, what kind of family is this?
所以今天看见有些教会里面也是这样。
So the same thing applies to today's some of the churches.
他们工作很多。
Oh, they have so many works.
他们中间有很多神学的讲论。
And so many doctrinal teaching.
很多人口才非常的好，很会雄辩。
Many people have such a eloquent speech.
道理是很清楚的。
They know all the teachings.
他们也能够分辨什么是假使徒这些。
They are also able to discern the false apostles.
但是你在这个教会里面碰不见爱。
However, you simply cannot touch upon this love.
他们圣经的知识很多。
They have all the biblical knowledge.
他们有很多的讲论。
And they all have all the teachings.
但是你在这个教会里碰不到爱。
However, you cannot touch upon this love.
这就是以弗所。
And this is Ephesians.
今天地上有没有这样的教会呢？
Is there such a church on earth like this?
你会碰见有的教会就是这样的。
You will encounter certain churches just like this.
你在哪里看不见真正爱主的人？
You don't see those who really love the Lord dearly.
他们跟主之间没有什么亲密的关系。
And they have no intimate relationship with the Lord.
他们只是为神做工。
They're simply working for God.
弟兄姊妹，神的心不能满足。
Oh, brothers and sisters, God's heart will never be satisfied.
当然了。
Of course.
你在这样一个环境的里面。
In such an environment.
你不会有太多的喜乐。
You won't have much joy.
因为一失去爱，我们知道就没喜乐。
Because once you lose love, so goes the joy.
所以主对以弗所教会的得胜者说。
That's why the Lord says to the Ephesian overcomers.
如果你们能守住得胜的话呢？
If you're able to overcome.
我会把我乐园中生命树的果子给你吃。
I will give you the fruit of the paradise to you.
这个神所要给他们的奖赏，就证明他们的失落。
This reward testifies to their failure.
所以他们中间呢，做工很努力，这个很多的讲论好像也很不错，没有爱，所以没有喜乐，尝不到真正的喜乐。
They work diligently and with much talking about the doctrines, but without love, they do not have real joy.
所以在以弗所，如果你要做一个忠心的人
，So in Ephesians, if you want to be a faithful one,
不仅忠于主的名
，Not only should you be faithful to His name,
需要忠于主的自己
，But also be faithful to the Lord Himself.
需要和主之间恢复这个亲密的交通。
You have to restore this intimate fellowship with the Lord.
我们需要恢复那个夫妻之间的这种爱。
We need to restore this marital love.
当然，在以弗所，好像这个情况。看起来还没有那么糟。
Of course, in Ephesus, it seems the condition isn't that bad.
那么到了士美拿的教会呢
？But when we come to the Church of Smyrna,
我们看见这个教会是充满了患难。
We see this church is full of suffering.
充满了逼迫。
And persecution.
弟兄姊妹们，他们中间有犹太人的搅扰。
Brothers and sisters, they have this disturbance from the Jews.
有更多政治的迫害。
And even more political prosecution.
所以神在这里要求他们要至死忠心。
Therefore, God requires them to be faithful unto death.
所以在那个年代。
In those days.
有人要忠心，有人就要殉道。
If somebody wants to be faithful, then that one probably has to be martyred.
所以很多解经的人告诉我们说，这个可能是指着罗马帝国十次的大逼迫说的。
So many theologians say this probably refers to the 10 persecution from the Rome.
的确，在那些年代，
yes.
成千上万的圣徒们被杀。
In those days, thousands upon thousands of saints were martyred.
你在这样的环境中间，你要忠心，你是需要付上你的性命。
Now, in an environment like this, to be faithful, you have to pay a price that is your life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事。
But brothers and sisters, let's remember this.
神的儿女啊，在神眼中是非常的珍贵。
God's children are so precious in God's eyes.
地上的政权呢，不可以随便逼迫神的儿女。
Now, the political polity on earth can never persecute God's children so easily.
地上任何一个政权杀害神的百姓，逼迫神的百姓。神要为他们伸冤，神要审判。
God would avenge the blood of His children if any political system persecutes His children.
你像我们算不得什么。
Like us, we're nothing.
但是如果谁要碰到我的儿子啊。
But if anyone dares to touch upon my son.
如果有人逼迫他。
If anyone dares to persecute him.
那我要去报复，对不对
？And I will avenge.
我跟他拼命。
I will fight with him, even with my life.
这是我的儿子。
This is my son.
兄姊妹，我们是神的儿女啊。
Brother and sister, we are children of God.
所以神说，摸着你们就是摸着我眼中的同人。
So God says, whoever touches you, he touches the people of my eyes.
所以你看，在旧约时代里面
，So in the Old Testament time,
有的时候神为着神的百姓们的这种悖逆拜偶像。
Sometimes because God's children rebelled and worship idols.
神引了这些外邦的这些政权来逼来管教神的儿女。
God brought in all this Gentile sovereignty to discipline them.
那么你看，有的时候他们的管教过分。
But sometimes they did it overboard.
神说我只是叫你稍微管教一下。
But God said, I just want you to teach them a lesson a little.
哪里晓得你就狠狠的来做了啊！
Little did I know you do it so vehemently.
所以神说我要审判你们。
So God says I want to judge you.
所以你看，当亚述帝国
，So in the kingdom of Syria,
他们灭了以色列国
After they destroy the kingdom of Israel.
他们又重新来围绕犹大国的时候。
When they once again came to besiege Judah.
正好碰到西西家王当王。
Right at the time when Zedekiah was the king.
这是犹大国有一点复兴的时候起来了。
At the time when the kingdom was a little bit revived.
也就是神的儿女开始听话了。
And that's the time when God's children listened to God's voice.
重新转向神。
Once again they turned to God.
所以呢这些这个外邦的这些亚述帝国的人他们还在那里狂妄。
But all these Assyria people were still so bullish.
神立刻反过来了责备他们。
Then God turned around and rebuked them.
你们在藐视谁啊？
Whom are you despising?
你不是藐视他们，是藐视我。
You're not despising them. You're despising me.
所以一夜之间，神就杀掉他们185,000人。
So overnight, God killed them 185,000 people.
结果整个亚述帝国就因为那一次的光景，就整国势下坠。
So, just because of that incident, that all the kingdom of Assyria simply have gone down.
最后亚述帝国整个灭亡。
To the end, it's totally destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
没有任何地上的政权。
None of the political system on earth.
可以碰神的儿女。
Could touch God's children.
今天神多么爱我们。
Today, God loves us so dearly.
把我摆在何等尊贵的地位上。
Brothers and sisters, what a noble position he has placed us on.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们是神的儿女吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know we are God's children?
我们天上的父亲，那是何等伟大的父亲呢？
Our heavenly father, what a great father he is.
所以罗马帝国残害基督徒。
So, Roman Empire,persecuted all the Christians.
最后灭亡的是罗马帝。
So in the end, that's the very kingdom that would be destroyed.
不是教会。
It's not the church.
所以我们需要忠心。
Therefore, we need to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天好像主没有量给我们这样的环境。
Today, it seems that the Lord has never allotted to us a circumstance like this.
但是我们人就需要忠心。
But still, we need to be faithful.
到了别加摩的时代。
When we come to Pergamon.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见仇敌的作为大。
We see that the work of the enemy simply flux into the church.
因为主说，在你那里有撒旦的座位之处。
While there, God says, the Lord says that there the throne of Satan is there.
哇，你看这个魔鬼呢，搬着椅子坐到我们教会里来了，这多可怕！
You see, the devil seems to get a chair and sit in our church. What a terrible thing!
我们都晓得这个是指着君士坦丁呢，那个时候把整个罗马帝国改成。基督教的国教的时候。
We know that this is the time when the Emperor Constantine turned the whole kingdom into the Christianity.
各式异教的东西通通进到教会里面来。
Therefore, all kinds of heresies simply flushing.
哎呀，他们从前拜他们的神是有生日的。
Now they used to worship their gods with birthdays.
所以他们说现在我们要给耶稣也弄个生日。
Therefore they say, oh, now we'll give Jesus a birthday.
弟兄姊妹们，圣诞节不是从初期教会开始的。
Brothers and sisters, this Christmas does not start from the first church.
是从第三、第四世纪开始。
But it started from the third and fourth century.
这是异教徒带进来的东西。
This is from the heresy.
啊，什么圣诞树也来了，圣诞老人也来了，这不通通来了。
So here comes along with the Santa Claus, the Christmas.
啊，以后呢，连这个什么复活节也来了。
Even the Easter.
啊，鸡蛋都进来了。
Even the eggs came to the church.
你看看，这什么东西都进到教会里面来了。
You see, everything, whatever it is, now comes to the church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们在这里定了各式各种不同的规矩。
Now they set out all different kind of regulations.
然后我们看见尼克拉伊党人的教训也进来。
Nicolaitans people's doctrine also came in.
圣品阶级也进来了。
The clergy system.
巴兰的教训也进来了。
The teaching of Balaam.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在那里出现一个忠心的见证人。
Now there appeared one faithful witness.
这个人的名字叫做安提帕。
His name was Antipas.
这个安提帕呢，在希腊原文很有意思，就是。
It's Greek original. It's very amazing, interesting.
Anti-all.
That means anti-all.
啊，年轻人知道吗 ？Anti-all， 什么都反对。
Anti-all. Oh, anti-all.
Anti-all.
Yes.
哎，我的英文不够好啊。
No, that's all right.
他什么都反对。
Now he's against everything.
要过圣诞节反对。
He opposed it to Christmas.
要过复活节反对。
Opposed it to Easter.
要什么圣品阶级反对。
He opposed it to all the clergy system.
啊， 我们知道他不是闹肉体。
We know that he is not indulging his own flesh.
他是忠心的见证人。
But he is a faithful witness.
因为他知道神不要这些东西。
Because God knows, he knows God doesn't want any of these.
他知道这些东西是与基督相反的东西。
These things are contrary to Christ.
他是这样反对，那样反对。
Therefore, he is against this and that.
所以有一个弟兄讲得很好。
So a brother rightly says so.
所以你反对这个，反对那个，你只好死了。
If you are against this and that, then you just have to die too.
你今天在教会里也是，你反对这个，反对那个，你只好死。
So in the church today, by the same token, if you are against this and that, you just have to die.
所以他就殉道了。
Therefore, he was martyred.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们在教会里多需要这些安提帕。
How much we need this Antipas, so much we need him.
希望你们这青年弟兄姊妹们呢，都是安提帕。
I hope all of the young people are Antipas.
为着维护教会的纯洁。
In order to maintain this purity of the church. To uphold his name.
维护主的自己。
To sustain the Lord himself. And uphold God's entrustment. We have to be against everything that is incompatible with Christ.
你知道在这个聚会里面。
Do you know that in this congregation? Now they've received all these things.
那但他们也坚守主的名啊。
However, they also kept
the Lord's name.
They also indoctrinated.
所以我们不要被这些东西迷惑住。
So don't
你需要忠心。
Don't be deceived by all this. Just have to be faithful.
第三个世纪以后对教会的影响十分重大。
You know that in the third century, this impact is so great.
今天教会里面所有这些传统流传下的东西都从那个时候开始。
Because all the church's conditions originated from then.
乃是到了十八、十九世纪。
Even in the 18th and 19th century.
当一般弟兄们被主兴起来的时候。
When some brothers were raised up by the
Lord. 他们才重新的回到圣经里，回到历史上去追踪。
When they trace back to the Bible, back to the history.
他们要把每一样事情都带到主话语的光中来检验。
They want to examine everything in the light of God's word.
他们才发现很多错误。
They really realize there are so many mistakes.
教会已经被欺骗了1800多年。
However, the church had already been deceived more than 1800 years.
到今天。
Until today.
21世纪。
In the 21st century.
还有成千上万的圣徒们在这些错误的里面。
Still thousands upon thousands of saints live in this era.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
忠心不容易。
It's not easy to be faithful.
我讲过我这个我只要不过这个圣诞节我已经被人家骂得不得了了。
As long as I do not observe this Christmas, I will be lambasted by people.
我周遭那些美国教会就说我们是异端你看看。
If I go to an American church, they would say we are a heresy.
我们谈不上忠心实在很惭愧。
We cannot call ourselves being faithful yet. We're so ashamed.
回到主的心意里面一点，马上就立刻就遭遇这些难处了。
But even you just want to come back to the Lord's word a little bit, and right away you will encounter all these heartaches.
所以，迦摩要忠心已经不容易。
So it's not easy already to be faithful in Pergamum.
到了推拉的教会的时候
，When you come to Thyatira Church,
教会进入一个大黑暗的时期。
That was the great darkness for the church.
还有一点点的好的行为。
Now outward they still had some good deeds.
那么他们也行善事比从前更多。
They even did more good works than before.
所以有人讲说呢，这个时候开始天主教已经成型了。
So that some people say that at this time Catholicism is being formed.
天主教在外面这个善事做得很多的。
So outwardly Catholicism would do many good works.
办孤儿院这个办大学很多。
They would build hospitals or orphanages or universities.
我们都知道，在这将近一千年的黑暗时期。
We know that this almost 1,000 years dark age.
忠心的圣徒真是非常的少。
Few are the faithful saints.
相当不容易。
It's quite difficult.
而且大多都是在暗中的。
And most of them are being faithful in dark.
你稍微的有一点点的意见。
If you just present certain different opinions,
异教裁判所把你杀了。
And they would just kill you according to those who are in charge of the judgment of heresy.
所以为主寻道的圣徒也是不计其数。
So therefore, those who are martyrs for the Lord are just innumerable.
到了撒迪的时代。
When we come to the church at Sardis.
有人说这是一个更正教的一个时代。
People say this is the time of reformists.
Protestant.
or Protestants.
他说这个按名啊，主说你按名是活的，其实是死的。
So the Lord says, by name you are dead.
这也是
you are alive, but you are dead.
这也是今天地上基督教的一个危机，非常大的危机。
And today, this is also the great crisis among Christianity.
就是在神的百姓中挂名做基督徒的人实在是太多了。
That is, there are so many nominal Christians by name.
没有真正重生的经历。
Those who never had the experience of being born again.
我特别向你们年轻这一代弟兄姊妹们挑战啊。
Now I would like to challenge our young people, especially.
也许你们的祖父就是基督徒，你爸爸妈妈是基督徒。
Maybe your grandparents are Christians, so are your parents.
我们呢，从小就跟着这个上儿童班呢，就这么长大。
Ever since we were young, we just go to Sunday school, and this is how we grow up.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上你要搞清楚。
Now, young people, tonight you have to get this right.
你到底有没有重生？你要搞清楚。
You have to know, have you been born again?
我们做父母的人要搞清楚。
And we, as parents, we also have to know this.
教会里面服侍的人要搞清楚。
Those of us who serve in the church, know this.
到底有他们有没有真正重生。
Have they been born again?
那我们弟兄姊妹也是，那搞清楚，你到底有没有真正重生。
Now, brother and sister, you also have to know yourself. Have you been born again?
美国被号称是基督教的国家。
America is called the Christian country.
你原谅我这样说，恐怕一大半都是挂名的基督徒。
Now, forgive me to say this, probably more than half are nominal Christians.
按名是活的，其实是死的。
By name they are alive, but they are dead.
如果一个人真正得救，
if a person is really saved,
他里面有生命的感觉的。
Within him, there is this feeling of life.
如果我们基督徒活到一点生命的感觉都没有。
But if we Christian, although we live without any feelings,
你每个礼拜拿着圣经做礼拜有什么意义呢？
What's the meaning for you to just get a copy of Bible, go to the church on Sunday?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
所以主说你们的行为没有一样是完全的。
Dear ones, the Lord says none of your work is complete.
所以要穿白衣。
Therefore, put on the white robe.
我告诉你们中间还有几名是穿白衣。
However, I know that a few of you still have this white garment on.
哎呀，这是多么严肃的一个警告。
Oh, what a solemn warning this is.
忠心的人不多，
few are the faithful ones,
但是还是有，
but still there are few.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
今天不要让我们在所在的教会、所在的聚会落到这些光景。
So that the church where we meet will never fall into a condition like this. May the Lord show us His grace.
那么，腓拉铁菲的教会，
now the church at Philadelphia,
总算在主的眼中看为还是能有一点满足。
Now in God's sight, this church was satisfying to Him.
主说你们略有一点力量。
The Lord said you had a little strength.
这是神的大怜悯。
And this is because of God's great mercy.
我最不喜欢的有时候听他说，哇，那个传道人多 powerful， 他多大的能力，有多大能力。
I really hate to hear this, that saying, oh, certain preacher is so powerful, so good.
那个教会有很大的能力。
And that church simply has this great power.
弟兄姊妹们。再大的能力，在神来看，就一点点，略有点能力。
Regardless of the greatness of your power, as to the Lord, it's just a little strength.
我们只要有一点点的力量，
as long as we have the little strength,
能够守住主的道，
to hold fast to the word of the Lord,
不弃绝主的名，
will not deny His name.
弟兄姊妹，神的心都满足。
Oh, brothers and sisters, our God's heart will be satisfied.
腓拉铁菲的弟兄姊妹们彼此相爱。
Oh, Philadelphia church, brethren loved one another.
在这样的教会里面，
in a church like this,
忠心的人还是比较多一点。
There will be more who would be faithful.
还是值得我们羡慕的。
But we really admire them.
那么到了老底家，
When we come to the Laodicea,
姊妹们可怕的光景又来了。
Brother and sister, this dreadful condition returned.
他们变成不冷不热。
They had become lukewarm.
什么叫不冷不热？
What is to be lukewarm?
他们是过着妥协的生活。
They lived a compromising life.
他们说在教会里啊，不要太冷，也不要太热。
So they say in the church, don't want to be too hot or too cold.
如果有人呢，对主耶稣捉迷的，哎呀，火热，哎，慢慢慢点，不需要这个样。
If somebody is so fascinated with the Lord, they would say, "Oh, slow down. You don't have to be like this."
如果太冷了，他们也不太喜欢，也不要太冷。
Although if they're too cold to the Lord, they don't like that either.
你要过这样的生活，你只有妥协。
To live a life like this, all you have to do is to compromise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是否像基督教的传统，像世界已经妥协了呢？
Have we compromised to the Christian traditions or the Christianity of the world?
我们的教会已经变成老底家了吗？
Is our church becoming the Laodicea church?
这是仇敌的工作。
This is the work of the enemy.
这是仇敌所制造的混乱。
This is the chaos invented by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，在美国，我看这样的现象是很严重的。
Brothers brother and sister, in America, I see the condition like this is very serious.
这样的教会是外面有钱，里面贫穷。
It said being rich outward, but being poor inside.
哇，你看，我的教会真是有钱呐！那个弟兄姊妹们，里面很贫穷。
You see, some churches outward are so wealthy, but inwardly they are destitute.
他们的行为是混乱的。
Their deeds are chaotic.
他们是一个假富足。
It's a false rich.
所以主说你们买火炼的金子。
Therefore, the Lord says, buy the refined gold.
他们的眼睛是看不清楚的。
And also, their eyes could not see well.
需要点眼药。
They need to have this sun.
弟兄姊妹们，那我这些年的眼睛有点不大好，所以需要常常点眼药。
Brothers, these years that my eyes are not good, so often I need the eye drops.
对，有的时候一不点眼药就昏花。
Sometimes if I do not have eye drops, then my eyes become dim.
感谢主，这是主给我一个很好的提醒。
Now thank the Lord that He has given me such a wonderful reminder. We need God's mercy.
今天仇敌在地上把一个个教会都变成这样的一些情况。
Today the enemy has turned every church, every single one into a condition like this.
所以在这样的光景中，
So in a condition like this,
弟兄姊妹们，我们要忠心，
Brothers and sisters, it seems it's so difficult for us to be faithful.
但是我们必须看见羔羊是得胜的。
But we have to see that the lamb has already overcome.
我们要做羔羊的忠心跟随者。
We have to be the faithful followers of the lamb.
我们知道人不能，神能做。
We know that although man can, but God is able to.
我们就要相信神能够帮助我们。
Just believe that God is able to help us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
跟随羔羊一同征战的人，
Those who follow the lamb to make war,
那是跟着万王之王、万主之主的征战。
Are fighting the war with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
一切权柄都在主的手中。
All the dominions are in the Lord's hand. He is the overcoming Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这些真正忠心跟随他的人也必得胜。
Dear brothers and sisters, these who faithfully follow him will overcome.
所以今天我们已经来到末了的时代。
So today, as we have come to the very end time,
主的话很严肃地提醒我们，
The Lord's word so solemnly reminds us,
我们要进入一个空前混乱的时代。
We will enter into this unprecedented chaotic condition.
所以忠心的呼召是多么的重要。
So this calling of faithfulness is so imperative.
愿主因着这些话怜悯我们。
Oh, may the Lord have mercy upon us through His word.
也鼓励我们。
And also encourage us.
愿我们在座的每个弟兄姊妹，
May each single one of the brothers and sisters in our midst,
在不同的教会里面，
although in different churches,
都是忠心跟随主的人，
is the one who faithfully follow the Lord.
愿主给我们有得胜的经历。
May the Lord give us this experience of overcoming.
叫我们能有好的光景迎接他的再来。
So that we will be in a good state to welcome His returning.
我们请低头再念祷告。
Your head bowed, let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们何等需要你的怜悯。
Lord, how much we need your mercy.
我们愿意再次把我们的软弱交在你的恩手中。
We'll be willing to once again to commit our weakness into your hand.
求你让我们在今天这个混乱的时代里面，
Oh, may you help us in this chaotic world,
能够忠心的跟随，
to be faithful followers of yours,
让我们有得胜的经历，
so that we have this overcoming experiences,
因为你是得胜的，
because you are the overcome Lord,
叫我们紧紧地跟随你的脚步，
so that we can follow closely your footsteps.
主啊，不管我们周遭的环境多混乱，
regardless of the chaos of the surrounding environment,
主啊，让我们跟随你，
Lord, allow us to follow you.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
Deliver us from this dreadful age.
愿你的名在我们身上得到尊重。
May your name be respected among us.
愿我们能和你有亲密交通的关系。
May we have this intimate relationship with you.
让我们更多以你的托付为念。
So that we will concern ourselves more about your entrustment, but we know the time is short.
主啊，叫我们能持守你所托付的，一直到见你面的那一天。
Help us to keep hold fast to your entrustment until the day we see you.
主啊，不叫我们随流失去。
Lord, help us not to go astray with the time.
也不叫我们过妥协的生活。
And not to live a compromising life.
今天外面许多的兆头已经够明显。
Today, our signs are so clear already.
救我们脱离自己的愚昧。
Oh, deliver us, us from our own foolishness.
今天晚上我们愿意把自己再交在你的恩手中。
Once again, this evening, we want to give ourselves into your gracious hand.
愿每个弟兄姊妹都蒙恩在你的眼前。
May every single brother and sister would receive grace from you.
我们相信我们的心悦主悦纳。
We believe our hearts will be pleasing to you.
也相信你用你的全能能保守我们一直到见你面的那一天。
We also believe that with your sovereignty, you will keep us safe until the day we see you.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the depths of our heart, we just give the worship to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.